Hi, this is Nick Scratch, still broadcasting to you from the abandoned Irene's basement somewhere near Boston. Still not quite sure how to get out of here, but until I do escape, I'm hosting the new Post Meridian Radio Players podcast. Let's see what we have on tap for this week. Let me just open the vault. Ah, there. This week, we have an episode from the science fiction comedy series Redshift. Redshift was the creation of PMRP co-founder Rob Noyes and is a loving send-up of the science fiction serials of yesteryear. Redshift, interplanetary do-gooder, fights for what's right alongside his best friend and mechanic Lumpy, Dr. Alberts, an irascible scientist from Earth, and Penny Parker, girl reporter, plucky heroine with a nose for news. Together, all four travel the galaxy seeking wrongs to right, evil plots to foil, and injustices to unjustify. Tonight's episode, heard here for the first time since New Year's Eve 2009, is the first act of the Redshift origin story, telling how Redshift and Lumpy first met Dr. Alberts and Penny Parker. So sit back, pour yourself a prack shake, and enjoy Act 1 of Countdown to Chaos.
On human flesh, you hear me? On flesh!
Her nightdress was stained a wine dark red.
Tonight? Yes, tonight. Activate the Hyperion drive and warp us out of here.
We are afire.
I'm Mrs. John C. Halleck. It's so lonely here.
Cosmo Flakes, the breakfast of humanoids.
But the corridor's full of the odor of it.
I'll not alter any of you to come.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Act 1 of Countdown to Chaos, a program of live radio drama performed by the Post Meridian Radio Players and presented as part of First Night Boston 2009. Our show is about to begin, so grab a couple of prack shakes, strap yourselves tightly into your anti-hyperacceleration chairs, and prepare to blast off with Redshift, Interplanetary Do-Gooder. This is the Post Meridian Ultraviolet Network. Stay tuned for Redshift Interplanetary Do-Gooder on most of these stations. Everybody else will get bupkis.
A crash of interstellar thunder. A brilliant glow from hyperspace fading from crimson to deep blue. It's the adventures of Redshift, Interplanetary Do-Gooder, brought to you every week at this time by Cosmo Flakes, the breakfast of humanoids. Remember to blast off each and every day the Redshift way with a big bowl of triple green Cosmo Flakes. Yes? Every week at this time, the Confederated Amalgamated Consolidated Biscuit and Gasket Company, the makers of Cosmo Flakes, bring you the adventures of Redshift, the stalwart defender of justice and fair play. As always, he is joined by his best friend Lumpy, the mechanic who keeps their fantastical rocket ship, the Recalcitrant, in tip-top shape. Let's join them now as they search for wrongs to right, evil plots to foil, and injustices to unjustify. It's time for Redshift! Tonight's Redshift adventure is cunningly called Countdown to Chaos. As an official do-gooder licensed by the Intergalactic House for Truth, Freedom, and Peace, Redshift has been assigned to patrol the Milky Way galaxy and aid any calls for help which may come his way. And aboard the bridge of the Recalcitrant, where our story begins, it looks like Red and Lumpy have come across a distress beacon.
Hey, Red, it looks like we've come across a distress beacon.
Bring it up on the Baccano scope, Lumpy.
It's coming from a ship on Vector 759er. It's automatically beaming its coordinates into our hyperdrive navigator.
Well, let's take a look. If that beacon is activated, it means someone is in distress. Activate the Hyperion Drive, Lumpy.
Activating Hyperion Drive. Hyperion Drive charged. We're ready to go.
Ad Astra.
And so Redshift activates the Hyperion Drive on his rocket ship, allowing him to warp through the galaxy at speeds exceeding the fastest we know. A few moments later, they emerge from their warp in the other side of the Milky Way galaxy.
Safe and sound.
We've reached the beacon coordinates. That disabled ship must be around here somewhere.
There it is. I can see it out of our forward viewport.
That's funny.
What, Red?
The radaroscope is showing more than one ship in that area.
Oh, but I only see one.
Unless...
You think?
That's right. Ghost ships.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of cloaked spacecraft, but...
That might just work, too. Activate the decloakifier.
Activating decloakifier. Where's the decloakifier? I can't remember.
Isn't it that dial on the right by the tectonosphere?
No, that's the thermostat.
But I sworn it was there last time I used it, just above the oscilloscope.
See, I thought it was over on the upper left-hand side of the console, near the green flashy lights and the button marked guess.
You want me to get the owner's manual? It's just under the pilot's seat.
No need, Red, look!
The ships are decloaking themselves! A most cunning stratagem.
Looks like... 4 Cargathian fighters, 3 battlecruisers, and 1 very nasty-looking dreadnought! I don't like the looks of this, Red!
This could very well be a trap.
And a trap it is indeed, Redshift! An inescapable trap of death!
Lord Draith.
The most monomaniacal malcontent this side of Mars!
The very same! Oh, and don't bother trying to turn off your communicom either! I learned my lesson the last time we met! I've jammed the channels, and now control the comm waves!
Great, we can't shut him up. You maniac!
Draith, what do you want from us?
Actually, Redshift, I've come to give you a little message. You see, you've known me for quite some time, simply as Interplanetary Conqueror and your sworn arch-nemesis. But today, you shall also discover that I will be... your executioner!
Well, actually, I seem to have attracted several arch-nemeses during the course of my many exciting adventures, but looking back on it all, what the heck, I consider you among them. You can finish your speech if you like.
Thank you. Finally, the dominoes have fallen! Finally, the last pieces of the puzzle fit into place! Finally, the dishes are clean! Finally, the last chess piece is moved! King me!
Wax metaphorically all you want, Draith.
Wax metaphorically?
But it's not going to help, and you can threaten all you want, but we'll never give in to your demands.
That world belongs to the Municiparians, and you know it!
I conquered their little planet fair and square, I'll have you know. But I'm not asking you to give over control of Civicopia. I'm asking you, politely, to die! Cargathian fleet, fire!
We're outgunned, but we're not outrun. Evasive actions, Lumpy!
As evasively as possible, sir!
The Recalcitrant's the fastest ship in 28 parsecs, and Draith couldn't hit the broadside of a tailfin if he had cybernetic implants.
We're hit, Red!
Where?
The broadside of the tail fin.
Curse you, Lord Draith! Lumpy, activate the Hyperion Drive and warp us out of here.
Hyperion Drive's out! We lost power to auxiliary engines!
You can run, but you can't hide, Redshift! I've always wanted to say that.
He's disabled all our engines. This looks grim.
We're like sitting Arcturan waterfowl out here.
I have you right where I want you. Dreadnought, deploy the pusher robots.
No, not pusher robots.
Yes, pusher robots. They'll just give you a shove in this frictionless vacuum, and we'll let inertia take over from there.
I always knew you played dirty, Draith, but this is the dirtiest play you've ever played. Dirty.
And with those robots stuck to our hull pushing us away, who knows where we'll end up?
Oh, I do. Right into the path of that planet over there. You'll reach terminal velocity before you meet it. Oh, yes. I predict your encounter with it will be an absolute smash!
Is that the best he could... Is that the best you could do?
Definitely not one of his better threats, I'll admit.
Silence, critics! In just a few moments, you'll be traveling at speeds so high, you'll make quite an impact on that planet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least I tried.
Hey, Red.
Yes, Lumpy?
Those pusher robots don't have much juice in their engines. They're already dying out. Now, let's say I divert the power from the Communicom to our own retro rockets.
We'd silence Draith. Oh, and possibly stop our movement. Excellent idea, Lumpy. Can you do it?
Does a cargo ship expel its waste in an asteroid field? Of course I can. With just these handy wire cutters and a 47 GA joiner, why, I can... Bango! The Communicom is now out of power.
Great work, Lumpy. The signal's fading.
Your futile attempts to do whatever it is you're doing are in vain. Nothing can save you now. You're at the mercy of space. Goodbye, Redshift, and good riddance. Seriously, Wax metaphorically, who the heck says that? I'm not going to miss him one bit. You just believe me.
Well, we shut Lord Draith up. I call that a good start.
We're only kiloleagues away from that planet, Lumpy. What's it called?
Uh-oh.
Well, that's an interesting name for a planet, but,
No. Uh-oh, look! Huh? The planet is flashing bright red! It's a forbidden planet! The heck, the whole solar system's forbidden. Oh, what's the readout in the astro chart?
The readout says it's the Sol solar system, Lumpy. And that planet we're rapidly approaching at near warp speed is... Earth!
It's forbidden by galactic law to land there. So if we don't die in the crash, we'll be brought before the High Council for sure.
I'll take my chances with the High Council. Have you restored power to the retro rockets yet?
That's a negative, Red. The retro rockets won't work. There's not enough power. If we could just scrounge up a few more kiloamps.
You better find those kiloamps soon, old chum, because we're about to bury ourselves a half mile into the surface of... the Earth!
Meanwhile, kiloleagues below on that little blue-green planet, we find ourselves amidst the sights and sounds of the world's exposition of future progress, a marvelous city of invention and innovation built right on top of trash heap meadows.
Attention, fairgoers. This is Electra, your automated exposition voice, with an important announcement. The musical extravaganza, Follies of Tomorrow, originally scheduled for yesterday, will not be presented today. Look for it sometime next week. That is all.
The official exposition guide describes this gigantic fair as a triumphant display of progress and intellect, celebrating the most advanced scientific achievements ever to spring from the collective brain trust of humanity. But not every visitor shares this opinion. Take, for example, Dr. Albert Alberts, world-renowned scientist, who at this moment is gently and diplomatically voicing his views on the exposition to the intrepid Penny Parker girl reporter.
Stuff and nonsense! Poppycock! Outright balderdash is what it is.
Is this an official statement on the exposition, Dr. Alberts?
Yes, Miss Parker, I should like to go on the record as stating that as far as I am concerned, the technological marvels displayed at the World's Exposition of Future Progress are nothing more than cheap parlor tricks wrapped in technological gobbledygook and presented to simple-minded rubes by colleagues of mine who should know better.
I see.
Good.
Is this why your own research institute is not participating in this fair?
Precisely, Miss Parker. It was my decision as head of the research institute to refrain from submitting our own contribution to the Pavilion of Science.
But this fair was created to showcase the scientific achievements of mankind, Dr. Alberts.
Oh, half these exhibits are advertisements for refrigerators or motor vehicles, really. Clearly you've realized that by now.
Attention, fairgoers. When walking down Prosperity Boulevard, be sure to visit the City of 1975 as presented by the Bartlett Automobile Company. The future is better in a Bartlett. That is all.
My point exactly.
And some suspect that you aren't showing anything at the fair because you don't have anything to show at all. They claim that while the Research Institute has all the brains, energy, and grant money, they still have no scientific achievements to show for it.
Liars and charlatans all! What do they know? I did not come here to have slanderous accusations hurled at me. I'm calling this interview off.
All right, Dr. Roberts, we'll call it off. For 50 cents.
I beg your pardon.
The Kane Daily Press agreed to pay your admission to the World's Exposition of Future Progress, provided you grant me an exclusive interview. If you want to back out of the interview, I have it on good authority that Mr. Kane would really like his 50 cents back.
Now, Miss Parker, nobody appreciates your journalistic endeavors as much as I, but...
The price of admission is 50 cents.
And I am certainly aware you work harder than any man to get the scoop.
50 but... cents. Cash only.
But I only brought $2 with me.
I can make change.
And I was going to ride the roller coaster.
That's not my concern.
And take you with me?
I can pay my own way.
And I already visited the Swedish Pavilion smorgasbord. Twice.
Sounds to me like you can't afford to give up this interview, Doc.
I guess you're right. I'll stay.
Thank you ever so kindly.
Attention, fairgoers. The Hall of Transitive Metals regrets that its hands-on demonstration, Fun with Mercury, has been canceled until further notice. That is all.
Where was I?
Somewhere between balderdash and poppycock, if I'm not mistaken. Holy cats! Dr. Roberts, look! They're in the sky above the Ferris wheel!
Why, it looks like a rocket ship of some sort.
It's coming down awful fast, and I think it's headed our way. Hurry, Doc! We gotta find cover before we're flattened!
Oh, there's no time! It's too fast! We're done for! Completely, utterly, and irrevocably done for!
Doc and Penny sure have found themselves in quite a spot, haven't they? We'll see what happens to them in a moment, but first I have a special message to broadcast to all of Redshift's honorary junior do-gooders in training. Come in, kids. Can you read me? Over.
We read you loud and clear, awaiting your message.
Now you all know how Red and Lumpy crisscross the galaxy on amazing adventures, battling evil and always saving the day. But do you know the secret to their success?
No.
Well, hard work and training, for one. But the most important thing is that they start each day off right with a proper breakfast. And wouldn't you like to have the same breakfast that Red and Lumpy enjoy at the start of every solar rotation?
Wowee, you mean nutrient pills and vitamin mist?
Not quite.
Then you mean the atomic flotation biscuits and genetically engineered hyperfruit.
No, I mean a big heaping bowl of Cosmo Flakes, the breakfast of humanoids.
That's not what Red and Lumpy eat.
Of course they do. They love the energy they get from the only cereal made from rice wheat, the triple grain combination of corn, rice, and wheat that means triple grain goodness.
They ate nutrient pills and vitamin mist in episode 19, The Halls of Sheriktan.
And your mom will love the special bargain price.
And in episode 34, The Death Ray of Death, it's clearly stated that they grew their own hyperfruit because Lumpy is allergic to grok berries.
That was only because they were out of Cosmo Flakes. Most days they just grab themselves a big bowl full, pour on the milk, and enjoy. So be sure you are never out of Cosmo Flakes by visiting your local grocer today and asking...
Where'd they get the milk?
What?
Milk won't stay fresh in space. Where'd they get the milk?
From space cows.
No such thing.
Listen, how about you try a bowl of Cosmo Flakes right now and see for yourself?
Well, okay.
So, what do you think?
The taste isn't so great, but the sugar rush is wicked!
That's the blast-off rush you get with each and every bite of Cosmo Flakes.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Biscuits Blast!
Now available in two great flavors, Out of This World Orange and Galaxy Green.
It's not a flavor!
It is on the moon, okay?
Yeah, whatever, I'm going there now.
Did you get the name, kids? That's Cosmo Flakes. Be sure to constantly remind Mother until she relents.
Thanks for joining me for this episode. In 2 weeks, we'll bring you part 2 of Redshift Countdown to Chaos. If you like what you hear, you can check out more about the PMRP at their website, www.pmrp.org, or their new Bandcamp store, pmrp.bandcamp.com. This is Nick Scratch signing off, and I hope to see you around the dial.
This has been a production of the Post Meridian Radio Players, copyright 2023. All rights reserved. For more information about our group, please visit www.pmrp.org.